You know, for a minute, it took me just a minute to understand what this was saying. In Romans 8:37. But this right here says no to drugs, no to alcohol, no to divorce, no to sickness. It means all that right there. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us, what? First, glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Marty. I want you, if you got your Bibles this morning, I want you to turn to James 1, and I want you to put your finger at James 1 for just a minute. My sermon is not long again this morning. Glory to God. I looked last week, and it was probably about 30-something minutes long. Normally, it's about 50-something minutes long, but that's okay. It's about, I don't know, we'll just see where God leads it, what happens there. But James 1, and we've been talking about the Lord's Prayer. And this morning, we're going to go through the Lord's Prayer. Troy, if you'll put the Lord's Prayer up in the King James Version. And I'm going to tell everybody to say it loud and proud. Loud and proud. Because there's so many people that come in that say, Lord, Pastor, I just don't know how to pray. I just don't know what to say. I don't know how to do it. Well, it's easy just praying, but there's some things that you've got to do for the Lord's Prayer to mean anything. It's all praise and worship. It's asking. There's a request in there. And then it's praise and worship again to Him is what it is. So everybody loud and proud on the count of three. Act like we got some timing and some rhythm. We did pretty good during praise and worship. So let's do it one more time. On the count of three. One, two, three. Amen, 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 amen. Y'all sounded good this morning. Y'all sounded better than you did last week. And this week, right quick, we're going to talk about in verse 13 right here, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. If you have not got these series of sermons, I challenge you to go and to go back to the website so you can get caught up to where we are today. But that one right there in verse 13, lead us not into temptation. And I will be honest with you, there is a lot of Christians that don't understand that phrase. They don't understand that phrase. Why? They say, why would we ask the Father not to lead us into temptation? If God doesn't do that already, right? It's somewhat a little bit confusing until we look at what the words mean and we go back to Scripture and we compare it to what Scripture says as well. So number one, if you've got a pen and paper, I've got four things that we're going to go through this morning. Four things. Number one, God will not tempt you. God will not tempt you. It is totally out of God's character to try to tempt us. And a lot of people believe since God is a sovereign God, He can do whatever He wants to do. Not true. Sovereignty means this. Sovereignty means supreme ruler of the universe. Supreme ruler of the universe. And it doesn't take Him, listen to me, just because of that, it doesn't take Him outside of His character. Now, James 1, where you've got your finger stuck there. James 1. And listen to me. Probably the best book in the Bible if you're going through temptation right now. So if you want some reading material this week, read the whole book of James this week. Look at verse 12 of James chapter 1. Verse 12, if you're there, say amen. Amen. If you're not, say wait a minute. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial. Let me read that again. I don't think you got me on that one. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive a crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love Him. Glory to God. Now listen to me. Notice what it says when he perseveres through temptation. One, we are blessed and we are rewarded. We are blessed and we are rewarded. Persevere. You know what persevere means? It means to continue in a course of action even in the face of difficulty. Oh, glory. I don't think you're getting it this morning. Listen to me. It means I am going to continue to trust God even though the host of hell is trying to come against me in every aspect of my life. I am going to persevere, glory to God. Look at verse 13 right there. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil. Watch this, nor does he tempt anybody else. But each person is tempted when, watch this. Each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desires and enticed. Glory to God. This is reaching somebody this morning. Notice that it says we are dragged away by our own evil desires, and then the devil jumps on that desire. Then he entices us. He tempts us in that situation. And the Bible says what? The devil is what? The tempter. The tempter. But notice, he only tempts us when we are dragged away by what? Our desires. Our desires. And that desire, listen to me, is not always bad. I'm going to get in your front shirt pocket here in just a minute. It's not always bad, glory to God. But if we take our eyes, listen to me, if we take our eyes off of God and focus on that desire, instantly the devil notices that and begins to what? To tempt us, glory to God. Write this down. God does. Look at your neighbor and say, God does not tempt us. Glory to God, that was good. God does not tempt us. The devil is the tempter, and he only tempts us when we are dragged away by some desire that we have. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Matthew 4:3. Don't turn there. Matthew 4:3 says, the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Now, right there, the Bible tells us that Satan is called the tempter. 1 Thessalonians 3:5 says, I was afraid that in some way the tempter had tempted you and that our labors might have been in vain. Glory to God. So listen to me. God never tempts us, and Satan is the tempter. And listen, what Satan will do is he will take a good desire sometimes and he will tempt us in that good desire. This is supposed to get somebody right here. Because what the devil tries to do to me, I can say this about me, but what he tries to do to me is when I get too busy, and most of y'all in here know that I'm busy enough, and I'm talking about even doing God's work, get too busy, I begin to get bombarded with thoughts of the old Chad. I'll be dead honest with you, and I can sit here and testify, I used to love to drink. Loved it with everything that I had. But those desires begin to rise up in me sometimes when I get too busy, and things that I haven't dealt with for years and years. And a good friend of mine, he called me and he told me, he said, Chad, he said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, you need to take some time off to relax every once in a while. Because listen to me, God has placed within each and every one of us a desire, glory to God, to have fun. Where do you think you get that from? God gave you that, but he gives us a desire to have fun, and he said, you're not taking time to rest and refresh and to have fun with your family. So you know what he's doing? The devil is tempting you with counterfeit fun. Can I say this morning? Any sin is counterfeit fun. Any sin is counterfeit fun. So number one, God will not tempt us. Will everybody agree with that? God will not tempt us. So here's number two. God will not deceive or mislead us. And notice it says, lead us not into temptation. Why would we ever pray for God not to lead us into temptation if God would not lead us into temptation in the first place? Well, first off, you have to understand the word temptation here. You have to understand what the word temptation is, because it actually translates differently for different words throughout the New Testament. Are you with me? Just say amen. And it has a bigger meaning than just temptation. James 1, 2, and 3, it says this. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because verse 3 says, because you know that testing of your faith, watch this right here, produces perseverance. This word trials is the same Greek word in Matthew 6:13 that we just read that is translated as temptation. It has more to it than what we would have to understand here. It means a temptation or a trial or a test that we are going through. Just shout out amen. And my question to you is why would God ever lead us into a trial or to a test? Let me rephrase that. Would God ever lead us into a trial or to a test? Come on now, just shout it out. Would he ever lead you into a trial or a test? Yes, he would. And I'm going to show you why he would. We just read it right there, but I'm going to show you again. Because the testing of our faith brings us closer to God and produces perseverance and helps us fulfill God's will for our life. But remember, God only does it for our good. For our good. Watch this in Matthew 4:1. He did it to Jesus. He did it to his own son. Did it to his own son. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Done it to his own son. Who let him in? Who led him? The Spirit of God did, right? And why did he lead him? It says to be tempted by the devil. So God led his son into a trial and into a test right there. Why in the world would he do that? Let me tell you, one right here, for the good of his son. For the good of his son. Luke 4:14 says this, says, as he returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. But here's the reason number two right here. He did it for our good. He did it for our good. He led his own son into a test and not to fail. Listen to me. He didn't lead him in there to fail, but to succeed is what he did. And Jesus being successful would benefit me and you. And let me show you how it blesses us right here. Because Hebrews 4:15 says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize, which means understand and share the feelings of one another, empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Hebrews 2:18 says, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being what? Tempted, glory to God. So my question to you is, how would you ever ask Jesus to help you overcome temptation in your life? Oh, glory to God. You know why? Because he can help you through that temptation. The Bible just says that he was tempted in every way, form, and fashion that you and I was. Why? He went through it. He went through everything that we went through. He was tempted with anger. My goodness, he led thousands upon thousands of people right before he said, you know what, let's die and let's go to the cross. And they all fell away. Dealt with anger, dealt with pride, dealt with unforgiveness. We talked about that last week. He dealt with that, I guarantee he did. He was tempted with all points as we are, and not only can he help us, but he understands us when we go through that. It's not a God that you pray to and say, God, oh, no, help me, help me. And he's going to say, shut up. What are you doing, you little weakling? No, God looks down at us and he says, no, I've been there. I've done that. Glory to God, I understand what you're going through. And I know what it's like to be in your shoes, and I know what it's like to have hell try to come against you when you're going through this. Jesus says, I understand temptation. I understand temptation. Glory to God, I'm so glad that we can talk to Jesus about our temptations and say, Lord, how did you ever overcome this? How did you ever overcome this? Let me show you another scripture right here, right real quick. In the Old Testament, of God leading the children of Israel into the wilderness. Listen to me, for a test and a trial right here. For a test and a trial. And for their good. And for their good right here. Deuteronomy 8:16 says, he gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known. Watch this right here. To humble you and to test you so that in the end it might go well with you. When God leads us into a trial, it's always to do what? Us good. Understand that, church, this morning. Every time that you go through a trial or through a test in your life, it is always for your good, glory to God. And I tell people all the time, through that trial, you become closer to God, you go deeper with God, and understand what His will is for your life. That's the why that we go through trials. That's why we go through trials. Romans 8:28 says this. It says, we know that in all things, and I have a hard time with this scripture, I do. But we know in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who has been called according to His purpose. But see, for us to understand Matthew 6:13, you have to compare it with Scripture. And before you begin to pray this prayer, you've got to understand what that exactly means, because a lot of people don't know what that means. So straight into point number three here. God will deliver you. God will deliver you. God will deliver you from temptation. Listen to me. If we will allow Him to. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. But watch this right here. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Somebody needs to receive that this morning right now. I'm telling you. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But, how many of you got a but in your life? But, when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Glory to God. Two of the greatest promises that I like right there in Scripture. Number one, God will not let you be tempted beyond what you can stand. Glory to God. And the second one, when we are tempted, He will provide a way out so we can get through it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God will deliver us if what? If we'll let Him deliver us. 2 Timothy 4:18 says, the Lord will rescue me. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to His heavenly kingdom. 2 Peter 2:9 says, if this is so, glory to God, if this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from the trials, glory to God. Thank God Jesus knows how, because I don't know how. I don't know how to do that, and He will provide. He will provide every way of escape for us to get out of that trial, glory to God. But you know what mine and your job is? Mine and your job is to pray, glory to God. That's what our job is to do. And this is what the Lord was teaching us right here when He told the disciples to pray. This is what He was telling them. This then, guys, is how you should pray. And we went through this list for what? The last 2 or 3 weeks? I don't know, maybe a month? And one of those things that every single time, every single day, is for protection. You need to pray for protection from the evil one. Shout amen one more time. Amen. Protection and success to get through that temptation, right? But if we don't pray, look at me. If we don't pray, it's our fault that we get in trouble. Okay, so here's number four, the closing one right here. If we will pray. How many of you pray? I asked my little kids last week, how many of you, I'll be honest with you, I don't pray at night. The only thing that I tell the Lord to do is this, is I tell Him, I say, keep me and my family until I get up in the morning. Because I am so wore out and so tired by the time I get home. Now, I pray during the day, but I'm talking about at night. But the first thing I do after my family days, that's what I do, is I pray. And I go through a whole list. It's just like Ricky Green and them's granddaughter. I may have seen this little girl. She went through that surgery. You know, Ricky has asked for prayer for that. And the doctors didn't know how, matter of fact, they said we didn't know if she'd really come out of this even better than the way she went in. You know what? She's perfect, glory to God. Ricky told me that this morning as soon as I walked through the door. He wanted to make sure that he tell me that. But how many of you pray? Be honest, you're in the house of God this morning. Amen. But are you praying, me, myself, and I? Lord, I need this, and Lord, I need that, and Lord, I need this, and Lord, you know what I'm saying? Are you praying those things? You don't need to be praying those things. I'm telling you, and as long as I've got breath, I'm going to, it's like I told my wife the other day, I'm going to keep preaching against me, myself, and I, glory to God. Paul preached about it more than anybody. That the me, myself, and I has got to be out of our prayers. It's got to be. We need to be praying for our brothers. We need to be praying for our sisters. We need to be praying for the needs of others, glory to God. Because if we pray, and the Bible says that if we pray and we take care of the heavenly things first, glory to God, He'll take care of all the earthly things in our life. Amen. Oh, man, well, I'm just so sick and tired that we've got it all backwards. But listen to me. Praying, this is our part. This is our part. God will do His part if we'll just do our part. And that's exactly what Jesus was telling the disciples. My heavenly Father will take care of you, but if you'll do your part first, He'll take care of you. Jesus said, you ask me how to pray, guys, and I'm going to tell you. This is exactly, and Jesus is telling us every day, give me glory and honor. Like I said at the very beginning of that Lord's Prayer, give me glory and give me honor. Because it is all about me. He is telling us to pray for God's will in our life through our physical and our spiritual needs. He is telling us this morning to ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness of yourself, of your own sins that you've fallen short of, and forgive others of their sins. Freely you've received, freely you give. And He's telling us this morning, you better pray and you better ask for protection of the devil every day. Every day in your life. Because he is going to tempt you in the midst of the trial or a test that you're going through. And you know why? To make you fall away. To make you want to give up. I always tell people you are a good soldier for the world and he wants you back. So he's going to do everything that he can. But you know what? And I'm going to tell you something right here. Some of y'all have heard me say this before. But here's the deal. God himself cannot save you. Now listen to me. If he could save us, he just said, Marty, you're saved. He wouldn't have to send Jesus to die for us. It's a choice. Now, if God Almighty cannot do that, then the one that he created, which is a created being, the devil, what makes you think that he can just antagonize you and do whatever? He's like a barking dog out here in front of you that's tempting you with everything that you possibly... But here's the deal. You finally just eventually pick it up and the devil says, I got him now. But you've got to proceed forward with that. Amen? The devil cannot jump on you just because. And the way that we overcome temptation, and it's real simple. It's nothing hard. It's nothing theological or anything else, but it's through prayer. Through earnest prayer every day. Matthew 26:41 says, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. What's dry? That's clean cut and dry. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Closing with this right quick, and I'm going to ask my praise. See, I told you I was going to be quick this morning. Closing with this. I had a person ask me a couple weeks ago. He said, becoming pastor of the church, which I've nearly been pastor for 3 years of this church. He asked me, he said, what has surprised you the most? Big question, big broad question there. What has surprised you the most? And I'm going to be dead honest with you. And I looked him in the eye and I said, spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. And I can look back and see now with my family, but the devil was trying to deter me and my family because I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for my family. But he tried to deter me through all the deaths that my family endured. Through my brother-in-law, and then 5 months later, my brother, at 31 years old that just died of a heart attack. And then a year later, my father. And then about a year later, Deb's sister. He's tried every way to deter me from whatever. Because you know why? And a lot of you know me. When I go do something, I'm going to go do it 100%. I was good for the devil. I was good for the devil when I lived for him. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't always lived for God, even though I lived in a godly house. And my dad was a minister. I was the biggest mess up that there ever was. My mama always blamed it on my friends. I was the ringleader. I was the leader. We used to run around all the time and do ignorant things. Frank, no, didn't blame it on you. But there's several of us in here that we all went to school together. Jennifer. Oh, man, we could tear it up. And I was good for the world. But the devil tried to deter me in every way, and I knew without a shadow of a doubt, glory to God. I knew it. As a young child, I knew it. That God had something destined for my life. And I told him last week when we was out at the care center, that gray-haired old woman named June Kelts, she was the very first one that spoke it over me when I was about 9 years old. She said, "You'll do something great for God." Oh, you old woman, hush. I'm telling you, and I told him this too. We made her retire too from a Sunday school teacher. After all of us guys come through there, said, "Lord, D." But she retired after that. But listen to me right now, and I'm going to tell you something. You can see the new people coming in all the time. The devil hates this church. Hang with me here. The devil hates this church and hates everything about this church. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been chosen. We have been chosen by God to take the gospel of Jesus Christ forward. But I'm going to tell you something right now. That friend, after I got through telling him, because we talked about this same situation, I said, the devil's been trying to deter me, trying to do all these different things, and the exact same, he's a spiritual leader of mine, and his exact words was this, and he turned to me, and he said, "You know what?" He said, "You need to up the prayers in your life. You need to pray more is what you need to do." Because he said, that's what's going to get you through the trials and the temptations in your life. And listen to me, we just don't need to pray for the personal things in life. But this church body, we need to pray for one another. And listen to me, church, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just going to say this and I'm going to lay it out here. But your job as a church congregation is to pray for the leadership of this church every day. If you don't think that we're in spiritual warfare, you're nuts. Get real with it. You're living in a fantasy world. There's things that are out there that want to destroy you all the time. But you as a church body, you're supposed to pray for the leadership of this church nonstop. And I'm going to tell you something else, that you need to be praying for me. And I need to be praying for you. Nonstop. Because, listen to me, the devil tries to find a crack or a way to be able to get in. And I don't want to be the one that lets him in. Because he can't come in if we don't let him. Amen? Stand to your feet with me this morning. I want to pray right quick, but I'm going to tell you one other thing. God will do his part if we'll do ours and pray and ask him to do his part. Amen? Bow your heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, and Father God, we thank you for this word, Father God, this morning. Father God, we thank you for this word. We thank you, Father God, for your word is yes and amen. And Father God, I pray, and I feel like this morning that there's people going through temptations, that they're going through trials, Father God. And I know without a shadow of a doubt this morning, Father God, you came to take the chains and the bondage of life. And Father God, this morning, right now, that through that temptations, that we need to understand, through that trial, through that test, that it is the betterment of our good, Father God, to bring us closer to you. But Father God, your word says that you will provide a way of escape, Father God, for us. So Father God, we receive it. We stand upon that promise this morning in Jesus' name. And I pray, Father God, that not a need walks out of this house, Father, in Jesus' name. Satan, you will not have the victory today in Jesus' name. And Father God, we love you and we thank you, Father God, for what's about to take place. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, I'm going to open these altars up this morning. If you have any need of anything in your life this morning, do not leave this house. If you need to go because you got a place to be, then go. Nobody's ever going to say anything to you. But listen to me. If you need God this morning, stay here. If you just want praise and worship Him, praise and worship. Make an atmosphere for these other ones that need God this morning. Amen? But these altars are open if you have need of anything.